Today's daf is Vachim daf Nun Hey, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Nun Dal Ramit Beis, moving along in Perek Yezel Mekayim. So we discussed Chatas Oyla, and now the Mishnah continues. Zivche Shalmei Tzibur Ve'ashamois. Shalmei Tzibur, a carbon shlomo that was brought by the Tzibur, and a carbon asham are additional examples of kachi kadosh. Eloi nashamois. What are the ashamois? Asham gizelois, asham meilois, asham shifcha charufa, asham nazir, asham mitzayra, and asham tali. So there's six examples of carbon asham. Being that all the aforementioned are kachi kadosh, shchitasim betzafim, bekibul daman, beklisharis betzafim, v'daman ton shtei matone shein arba. Just like a carbon oila, it has to be shtein shein arba. V'nechalim lifnim in aklon. Again, klayim, like all kachi kadosh, they had to be eaten within the walls of the azara. V'zichrei kohuna, only a kohen and only a male kohen was allowed to eat from it. B'chol meichel, it's allowed to be eaten and prepared in any way you want. In contrast to the carbon pesach that had to be eaten roasted, a carbon Asham and the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur could be eaten in any shape or form. L'yoyim v'layla, you had a day and a night to eat it. Ad chatzos, and even though you technically had the entire night to eat it, but the Chachamim said, don't eat it past chatzos. That's the first Mishnah Masechtas Brachos. It was a harchaka, because we were afraid that if you're going to wait until the morning, you know, you may end up being left with noises. So as a result, the Chachamim say, wait until Chasai. Up the Gemara, oh, and the boy Tzafin. How do you know that the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur requires Tzafin? And really, it's a Chiddush, because we know the Karben Shlomim is Kachim Kalim, not Kachim Kedashim. Stating that the Shalmei Tzibur, the Karben Shlomim that the Tzibur brought, that had a din of Kachim Kedashim. So the question is, how do you know that? So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Bar Barchano, Kamei Rova Vasisim Serizim Echol Chatos. It says the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur next to the Karben Chatos. And we darshan, not chatas betzofin, at shalmei tzibur bechtzofin. I'm a bit rough, as a rough ass, vichy chatas meichel nam nam yoyla. How do you know the chatas would need tzofin? It's learned out from oyla. The only place it says oyla, or tzofin, mefurish in the Torah, is by the carbon oyla. So if chatas is learned out from tzofin, how could shalmei tzibur be learned out from chatas? Dover halamid behekish, chayzer malamid behekish, elos. So the Gemara says, meditani rab mori breder of kani. You have to say the makar, that the zivchei shalmei tzibur, in contrast to the shalmei yochid, had a din of kachi kedashim, and as a result, shchitasim betzafin is learned out from a different pasuk. It says al oiloi seichem v'al zivchei shalmeichem. So we're makish the carbon oila to the zivchei shalmeichem to the shalmei tzibur. Ma oila kachi kedashim at zivchei shalmei tzibur kachi kedashim, and therefore ma oila betzafin at zivchei shalmei tzibur betzafin. Says the Gemara ela hakesha kama lemay asa. Meaning, we started off that the makar, that the Shalmei Tzibur was kachi kedashim and had a din tzafin, it was learned out from the pasuk that says v'asisam sirizim echod l'chatas. The Torah writes the Shalmei Tzibur next to the carbon chatas, just like the chatas needs tzafin, so to the Shalmei Tzibur needs tzafin. But the Gemara immediately rejected it. The Gemara said that chatas gufa, that it needs tzafin, is a davar alam b'hekish, and the rule is davar alam b'hekish is in chayzer umalam b'hekish. So the Gemara says you're right, it's learned out from somewhere else. So the Gemara is now going back to the original source that the Gemara thought was the source. We had a hekesh. We're left hanging now because that hekesh isn't being used to teach me the din tzafin by Shalmei Tzibur. So what is that hekesh being used for? El hekesh kam olam ayaso. So the Gemara says, ki chatas to teach me different halacha. Ma chatas in nechalas el zichrei kohuna af zivchei Shalmei Tzibur lezichrei kohuna. It's coming to tell me that just like a carbon chatas was only eaten by male kohanim, so to all kachi kadashim, such as the zivchei Shalmei Tzibur was also only eaten by zichrei kohuna. So it doesn't teach me the halacha of tzafin. It can't teach me tzafin because tzafin gufa I know me hekesh. It's a davar alam and the hekesh that can be chayzer malam and the hekesh. But it teaches me a different halacha. It teaches me zichrei kohuna. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said ihachi gabi el nazir dichsid regarding the ayel nazir that was also a carbon shlamim. That was one of the three karbonis that every nazir had to bring when he completed his nazirus. It says vehikreves karbonu lashem keves ben shnasay tamim echa va'ayla vekirsa achas ben shnasay tamim alachatas va'ayel echa tamim l'shlamim. So the nazir brought three karbonis. He brought an ayla, a chatas, and a shlam. Now, if you're going to tell me that every time the Torah lumps a few karbonis together in the same pasuk, there's a hekesh and something's supposed to be learned from it, hachinami neima. So should we learn a hekesh here too and say the kisha akasav b'chatas, that shlomim, the ayil nazir, the shlomim that the nazir used to bring is also hookish to a chatas, and ma chatas in a nechelos elu lezichrei kohuna. Just like the chatas is only eaten by zichrei kohuna, af ayil nazir nami eino nechel elu lezichrei kohuna. You're telling me that the zivchei shalmei tzibur was real kachi kedashim, It was like a chatas. It was only nachal zikr kahuna. How do I know that? I know it from a hekesh. Because in the same sentence, the Torah mentions the chatas and the zikr shalmi tzibur. I have the same exact dik by the nazir. So tell me that the ayom nazir also, even though it's a shlamim, which ordinarily is kachim kalim, but maybe this shlamim, like the shalmi tzibur, should be different. And maybe the halacha is that it should only be nechal as a kriy kahuna. So the Gemara says, "Hachi hash the hasam over there." Even the chesiv alaka hakoyin es israel b'sheilam and ayo. The Torah specifically says what part of the shlamim that the nazir used to bring went to the kohen. What was it? It was the zroya. His forearm had to be cooked. He had to take the zroya b'sheilam. That's what he got. Michlal. What do you see from there? The kulei b'ayim achile. The rest of the animal must have been eaten by the b'ayim. B'ayim wasn't a kohen necessarily. As a result, you see that it's not necessarily nechal only the zikrei kahuna. So you're right. Maybe based on the raw hekesh, you would think that the entire shlomim that the nazir brought should be treated like a chatas, but Abba Mefurish a pasuk not that way, because the pasuk says only the zroya b'sheila is supposed to be given to the kohen. It's mash for the rest of it not. Says the Gemara, zroya b'sheila miha loylas achal ala zikr kuna. Let the halacha at least be that the zroya b'sheila, which is given to the kohen, can only be eaten by the kohen. Meaning the kohen can't give it to a zar or can't give it to somebody else to be eaten. At the very least, let the hekesh say that the chelik that was given to the kohen is only eaten by the kohen. So the Gemara says kasha, which is the Gemara's way of saying, I hear, alternatively, kotche ikri, kotche kadashim le ikri. The pasuk clearly refers to the Zroya B'Sheila as kotch. It says it's kodesh, doesn't say kotche kadashim. So it's as if the Torah would mefurish be telling us that even though there's a hekish maybe, but still it's looked at as kotchim, it's not looked at as kotche kadashim. Elo lamai hilchasa iskish. So then what then is the purpose of the Hekesh? Meaning again, the Gemara is assuming that if the Torah wrote the Oila, the Chattas, and the Shlamim all together in the same pasuk regarding the Karban Nazir, there must be some Hekesh. And the Hekesh is not Zichrei Kohuna because of the Terutzin that the Gemara just gave. So again, what is the reason the Torah lumped it all together? Amar Rava, it's coming to teach me a halacha, a very important halacha, but when you learn Masechtas Nazir, and that is Shem Gilach, Al Achas Meishloshtam Yatzah. It's actually coming to teach me that Chattas and Oila learned out from Shlamim. Not Shlamim from Chattas, but rather Chattas and Oila from Shlamim. Now, what is that in order for the Nazir to complete his Nazirus, he had to bring three Karbanos, then he shaved his head, he did his Tiglachas, and then V'acha Yishteha Nazir Yayin. Now, really, the Torah says that if he brings the Shlamim, V'acha Yishteha Nazir Yayin. That's a Chiddush. He doesn't have to bring all three. The Shlamim is enough. The question is, what if he only brought the Oila, or he only brought the Chattas? Is it Dafka, if the only one he brought was the Shlamim, that's enough? Or any one of them is going to be enough? Al Zen Nema the Hekish, that just like the Shlamim, as long as he brings that, he can be Megaleach, V'acha Yishtan Nazir Yayin. Same is going to be true for the Chattas. The same is going to be true for the Karbin Oila as well. Exhale. So we had over here the Mishnah that discusses two additional Karbanos, the Shalmei Tzibur and the Asham. Incidentally, we probably should have spoken this out at the beginning of the Mishnah. So when exactly was a Shalmei Tzibur brought? There was only one Shalmei Tzibur. That was born on Shavuos. It was the Kivsei Atzeres. So together with the Shtei Alechem, there were kvasim that were brought. It was a carbon shlamim. It was a communal offering. It was financed by the Machzis HaShekel. Every single year it had a chelik in it. And it was a carbon tzibur that was a carbon shlamim. It's a chiddush because you find the chatas tzibur. On Yom Kippur, there were chatas tzibur. The par halam davar shel tzibur was a chatas tzibur. You find an oila tzibur. The carbon oila was a oila tzibur. The musafim were oilas and chatas. But a shalmei tzibur, if you look around, there's only one shlamim that was ever brought to tzibur, and that is the kifsei atzeres that were brought on Shavuos. But just one interesting thing. So we had the mishnayos that talk about the carbon chatas, and we have now a mishnah that talks about the carbon asham. Now we know that the chatas was baal chet. And the Asham was Baal Chet. The Chattas was bought primarily for someone that did an Aver B'Shoigig, Shezdoine Karas. When did you bring a carbon Asham? For what Averas? And the Mishnah mentioned six. Asham Gizelois, Asham Mi'ilois, Asham Shivcha Charufa, the Asham Nazir, Asham Metzaira, and the Asham Tali. The question is, if the Chattas was Baal Chet and the Asham was Baal Chet, why do you need two Karbanas for Chet? Wouldn't it make sense that there'd be one category of karbanis? Anytime a person does an aveira, you bring a chet. There's a carbon taida that you bring when you're giving haidah takadosh baruch hu. There's a carbon pesach that serves its purpose. There's meiser, there's bechar. So there should be a category of karbanis that were brought for chatan. There were two. Sometimes it's going to be a chatas and sometimes it's going to be an asham. So you know, asks this kasha the Ramban. The Ramban in his Pirush al Torah, it's in Parashas Vayikra, it's Perakei Pasuk Tezvav, and he has an arichos. He initially gives two suggestions. He rejects both of them, and then ultimately the Ramban says that the key to understanding the difference between the Asham and the Chatas lies in the word Asham and in the word Chatas. Just read to you one excerpt. Ki shem Asham, the word Asham, Moira al Dover Gadol. Sounds like something really, really bad just happened. Asher ha'oinish yischayev, it's so bad that the punishment this person deserves is liyeis shamem va'avad boy. Miloshin shamama. He should be completely ruined, completely destroyed. That's what the word asham is. It's miloshin shamem. Miloshin shamama. He should be completely obliterated. And he brings different psukim in Tanakh. Ha'ashimim elokim va'yeshmu yosh ve'yoretz tesham shoimram kimarza belikenu ha'ashimim anachnu, etc., etc. But the connotation is very, very severe. The chatas, however, has a much more subtle connotation. Moira al davar asher nota b'min aderech. The connotation is that a person was, he veered off the path a little bit. He made a wrong turn where he wasn't supposed to. And he says, a riot to this is shoiftim perikhof. The pasuk says, elasara v'lo yachti. The context over there was referring to people that can sling a stone. These stone slingers, at a here, elasara, v'lo yachti, they're not going to veer. They're perfect archers. It's perfection. When a person is chayte, he's not perfect. He's a little to the right. He's a little bit to the left. So one is miloshin shemama. He did such a bad avera. He deserves to be destroyed. The other one is, no, he made a wrong turn. And says the Ramban, take a look. When does a person bring a carbon chatas? He doesn't have avera b'shaygig. A person that didn't have avera b'shaygig, he was elasara v'lo yachati. He's not on point. He went off. It was only an avera b'shaygig. But all the hashamais are coming for things that are much more serious. The hasham gezeilois, hasham me'ilois. In fact, the only asham that was brought for a shogig is mi'ila, but Ramban says that even though mi'ila was brought for someone that was mailed to hektish b'shogig, but being that you're dealing with hektish, kotshe Hashem, even if you did it b'shogig, it's not such a good excuse. You know, the Mishnah says in Ovis, echad shogig ve'echad mezid b'chil Hashem. And some learn that what it means is that when it comes to chil Hashem, there's no difference between a shogig and a mezid. It's the same thing. What are you going to tell me? I was only a shogig. You shouldn't have been a shogig. It's something you should have been so careful to and so sensitive. Somebody's in the Oval Office and he accidentally, you know, spills coffee over, it was an accident. I was a shogig. I didn't realize. It's probably not going to go over well, especially in front of a king. Melech malchi amachim. That's the point. The point is that when it comes to certain things, shogig is not a tainus. The Ramban says the only asham that's a shogig was the mayel behekdish, and even him, he was mayel bekadshe Hashem, so it makes sense that even for a shogig, you should have the lashon of shmama, regardless of the asham's balchet, the chatas is balchet, Rabbi Eliezer Sheet, the mesach nizvachim is, he learns that certain halachas, just like chatas shloi l'shma is possible, asham shloi l'shma is possible, but the asham and the chatas are not the same. One has a much more severe connotation than the other. Either way, Zokta Mishnah Vaita. Ha-toida va'ayil nazir. The toida and the ayil that the nazir used to bring, kachim kalim. They are both kachim kalim. Shchitasa mechal makim ba'azara. So this is the first sug of kachim kalim. We had all the kachim kadashim. The chatas, the oila, the asham, and the shalmei tzibur. Now we have a toida and an ayil nazir. We'll see in a minute why they're put in a separate category. They're both examples of kachim kalim. Their shechita doesn't have to be betzafin. It could be anywhere in the Azara. V'dom and ton shtei matane shein arba. And the zrika ish tain shein arba. V'chol m'chol yir. They could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. That's in contrast to kachik edoshim that had to be eaten teich haklayim. L'chol adam. Anyone could eat it. Not only zichrei kohuna. B'chol meichol. It could be eaten in any way. L'yoyim v'layla. A day and a night. Ad chatzois. Up until chatzois. Hamura mehem peyotze behem. The chelik that was given to the kehanim. That's the mura mehem. That's the part of it that was given to the kehanim. Has the same halachas. El, the only difference is shamurim nechal kehanim. L'nesheyem v'livneyem u'le'avdeyem. So there's so much here in this Mishnah that we'll have to get to in the next day or two. But for now, what the Mishnah is saying is that the Toid and the Ayil Nazar are both kachim kalim. So it doesn't have the Shulchan Aruch of kachim kedoshim. It has the Shulchan Aruch of kachim kalim. But what they have in common is that ordinarily, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, kachim kalim are eaten for 2 days and a night. So what's unique about the Toida and the Ayil Nazir is that they were only eaten for a day and a night. Zok Gemara Tana Rabbanon is Chazei HaTnufa Ve'ez Shoik HaTruma Toichlu B'Makoim Tahar. So the context over there is the Shmini L'Malum. And on the Shmini L'Malum, many Karbanos were brought. One of the Karbanos that were brought was the Karban Shlomen. And the Pasuk says that the Shlomen was eaten B'Makoim Tahar. Amar Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya commented on this Pasuk. He said, V'chi Rishayna B'Toma Achlam. What, the other Karban? The mincha, the chatas, everything else that's mentioned over there that was brought in the Shlini Lamadun, they were eaten in a makim of tuma. Of course, it's kachim. You can only eat it in a makim tar. Ella, what does it mean? Tar michlal shehu tam. It means it's a place that's only a little bit tahar. Meaning, it's a place that only some tmeim are not allowed to go.
But other Tmeim are allowed to go. It's a place of quasi-Tahira, but at the same time, quasi-Tumah. What is that? It's Tahar mitumas Mitzayra. It's a place that's Tahar because a Mitzayra can't be there, but Vitame mitumas Zav. It's a little bit Tame because a Zav is allowed to be there. Ve'ezeh. What's a place that a Zav is allowed to go, but a Mitzayra is not allowed to go? Is that Achli Yisrael? That's Yerushalayim. And that's the definition of Makam Tahar. So as Chazei Atnuf V'Hashek Atchum Atoichel B'Makam Tahar, the Karban Shlomim was eaten in Makam Tahar. Makam Tahar, in the sense that it's a place that has a little bit of Tyra. Some Tmeim had to be sent away from that. What is that place? It's Yerushalayim. Which Tmeim had to be sent away from Yerushalayim? The Mitzayir, but all the other Tmeim were allowed to be in Yerushalayim. Even the Zav was allowed to be in Yerushalayim. But the Gemara says, if the definition of Makam Tahar is like quasi-Tahar, so maybe it's referring to a different place. Maybe it's referring to Machna Leviyah. Maybe it's referring to the Harabayas. The Harabayas was Tahar. Mitumas Zav. A Zav wasn't allowed to go in the Harabayas, but a Tameh, Mitumas Meis, for example, was allowed to go in the Harabayas. So maybe that's what it's referring to. The only information I have is that it's a place of quasi Tyra and quasi Tuma. So I didn't know it's Yerushalayim where some Tmeim have to leave the Mitzayra, other Tmeim could be there. Maybe it's the Harabayas, with some Tmeim are allowed to be there, such as the Tameh Meis, other Tmeim have to leave, such as the Zav. Amar Rabbi, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vachalta Moisa b'makom Kaddish. It says regarding the Mincha that was brought in the Shmini Limeluim, that it had to be eaten b'makom Kaddish, and we learn, only it had to be eaten in Makam Kaddish, but the other carbon that was brought with it, in our context, the Shlomim didn't have to be eaten in Makam Kaddish. So after the Machna Leviyah, there's already a Miyot, there's one Miyot in terms of Makam Kaddish where this Shlomim had to be eaten. Now that I have the second Drasha, Hadar Ksib in Makam Tar, that's like a second Miyot after the Machna Yisrael. That's how it ends up being Machna Yisrael. So if there was only one Drasha Makam Tar, then maybe you're right. But being that there's two Drashas, it says Oysa in Makam Kaddish regarding the Mincha, so that's like one Hafka. We just pushed the Shlomim out of one Machane. And then I have B'makom Tahar, that pushes it out of another Machane, so it gets pushed out of Machne Shechina into Machne Leviyah with the first drasha, out of Machne Leviyah into Machne Yisrael with the second drasha, and that's how I know it can be eaten in Machne Yisrael. Rava said it a little bit differently. Same conclusion, but a little different. Oysa B'makom Kaddish, V'lo Yacheres B'makom Kaddish Afke Lagami. We have a diak that says the Mincha had to be eaten B'makom Kaddish. It's mashma, only the Mincha had to be eaten B'makom Kaddish. But in terms of everything else, you could eat it anywhere. You could eat it even in Chutz La'aretz. Hadakas of Rachma, no, Toichlu. Then it said, so now Ayla, it says, no, it has to be in a Makam Tar. It has to be in one of the Machnos of Kedusha. So we enter it into Machne Yisrael. But the Gemara says, Ve'ema Ayla the Machne Leviyah. Maybe push it all the way into Machne Leviyah. Meaning, Oysa B'Makam Kaddish should push it, you can eat it anywhere. And the Makam Tar should push me into Machne Leviyah. The Gemara says, you don't go up two steps, you go up one step. So if the original Jerusha pushed it out of all the machnos, if I have one ribuy, I'm going to be marbled into one of the machnos. But the Gemara says, why are you telling me that the meal of Isa pushed it out of all three machnos, but the ribuy only pushes it into one machna? How come the meal can knock it out of many machnos and the ribuy can only bring it back into one? Shouldn't we have to be consistent? But besides, how could it be a havamina, says the Gemara, that you could eat kachem kalim wherever you want? Even my you can't eat out of Yerushalayim. There's a habit you can eat kachem out of Yerushalayim. So Rabbi's whole drasha doesn't work. It must be like Abaya said. Regardless, what's the makar? Kachem kalim unechel b'Yerushalayim. Not only in the Azara, it's learned out from the pasuk that says as chazei atnufa v'eshoika truma toichlu b'makom tahar. So we know from there it's a place that's a makom tahar where on some level it's tahar, but on another level, tmeim we're allowed to go there. We also have the miut that by the mincha that was brought in the Miluim. It says, V'chalta Moisa B'makom Kaddish. So that teaches me somehow that it had to be eaten B'machni Yisrael, but it did not have to be eaten B'machni Leviyah. It certainly did not have to be eaten B'machni Shechina. So again, not a lot of Gemara, but very, very loaded. Just one har. So the Mishnah mentions the Karban Taita. So who brought a Karban Taita? So we're all familiar with the Gemara. Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Dal Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Arba Tzrichim L'Hoidos. There are four people that back in the day when there was a Beis HaMikdash, had to bring a Karban Taita. Today, you say Baruch Shem. Haven't been there, it's strong in a while. So you have to say, there are four people that had to bring a Karban Taita. I was about to say Baruch Shem Petrani. I made more bar mitzvahs recently than I went to Eretz Yisrael. Yoyde Hayom, Holchei Mitbariyos, Misha Hayachayla V'Nisrapa, U'Misha Hayachavash B'Beis HaAsurim. So those are the four people that are Tzrichim L'Hoidos.
Yodua that the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha. It's in Simon Ratio Test. Arba tzrichim mahoides. Yodei ayam kshalom imena. V'alchim midbaris kshagi liyishuv. U'misha yecholev and esrape. U'misha yechavish uveisuzhu v'yotze v'simonech. And a good way to remember who the four people that atzrichim mahoides are. V'chol ha'chayim yoiducha selah. Chayim is Rosh Hateva, is chavush. Yisurim, yam. And midbar. So the Chayla Chaim Yaducha Sela, all the Chaim give Aydat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaim is an acronym. It's a Rosh Hatevis for the four people that are Tzrichim Lahoydis. The Masha on this Gemara and Brachas Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis says that the reason we drink four cups of wine and there's so much symbolism of four by the Leil HaSeder is because when the Yidin went through Geulas Mitzrayim, throughout the course of the Geula, we experienced all four of these things that Chazal say Tzrichim Lahoidos. The Yidin were Holchei Midbarios. Obviously, they were in the Midbar for 40 years. We were Yardei Ayam. We went through the Yamsof. All the Chaylim had a Refuah, and the Yidin were Chavish Bebeis Asurim for 210 years with Sheba Mitzrayim. As a result, when the Yidin left Mitzrayim, we had four obligations of Haidah, and that's why there's so much symbolism by the Leil HaSeder as it relates to the Haidah. But I'm going to tell you a Chiddush Nifla. The Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parsha Sav. So last night we spoke at a festa Rabbeinu Bachya in Parsha Shmini regarding Mashiach and why Edom is referred to as a Chazer, because Edom is going to somehow play a role in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Sha'osid lahachzer atar liyoshna. Fast. Rabbeinu Bachya in Parsha Sav. Rabbeinu Bachya says right in the beginning, it's in Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis. Karbon Toida Baal Anes. So the Pasuk is talking about the Karbon Toida. Says Rabbeinu Bachya, who brought the Karbon Toida? If you had a miracle take place. That's what the word Toida means. Maybe Karbon Toida, as the Pasuk says. Oy shar simchoy, says Rabbeinu Bachya. But it's not limited to that. I'll give you an example. Simchas Chasen Akala. When a Chasen and Akala get married, you know what they used to do when there was a Beis HaMikdash? They would go to the Eretz Yisrael on their honeymoon and they'd bring a carbon taida. That's what they would do. Shenem HaKol Sasan V'Kol Simcha. And then the Pasuk says, Mevi'en taida Beis Hashem. So he says, I have a remez in a Pasuk no less. Yirmiyo Lamed Gimel. That says that the Chasen Kala used to bring a carbon taida. In other words, it's not only the Arba that Atzrichim Lahoidois. It's really a Binyanav. It's Tein L'chacham V'yech Gamay. These are four examples of somebody that needs to bring. It's interesting when the Mechaber goes through his acronym of Chayim. So it's Chavush, Yisurim, Yam, Midbar. Which one is Yisurim? So Yisurim would be Chayla. Chavush is he's the one that's in a base of Yisurim, Yam, self-explanatory, and Midbar is self-explanatory. It's Yisurim, but is it Yisur Chayla? Yisurim is a much broader term than Chayla. Maybe this is a little bit of a remez in the remez to Rabbeinu Bachya, and that is, it's not necessarily these four things. The point is that any time a person has a person, what came to mind is the Gemara says v'kasha l'zavkon k'kriyas yamsov regarding chasen kala. So maybe there's an element of yardei hayam. But regardless, as I state Rabbeinu Bachya in Parsha Sav, but I'm going to tell you a davar nifla. It's a well-known Gemara. Gemara Masechtas Tainis. The Gemara is on Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara tells a story. Tanu Rabbana. Pam Achaz Yotzer Reiv Adar. The majority of Chodesh Adar had passed. It was a long winter, but it still hadn't rained. And the Yidden was starving to death, literally. So they sent a message to Chayni Amagel, who was known to be a big Balmoifis. They said, Hispalo, daven for us, make it rain. The Gemara says, Hispalo, Chayni Amagel daven, but it didn't rain. So he drew his famous circle, and he stood in the middle of it. He turns to HaKadosh Baruch, he says, they know I'm a ben bayis by you, and as a result, they're all coming to me. Nishbani b'shimcha hagadol, I am a chazok shliach oisus shlichusai. I'm going to take care of the Jews. I swear I will not leave this circle atchet terachem al banecha until you have rachmanos on Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that as Chayni Amagel said that his chilu b'shamim minatim started drizzling. So the Yidden that were there, the Chassidim, they turned to Chayni Amagel. They say, Rebbe, that's cold rain. That's not rain. What are we going to do with a little bit of a drizzle? Chayni Amagel heard, and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Loikach shalti elegishmei bayir shichur maaris." We need real rain. As Chayni Amagel finishes saying that, yardu bezaf, rain started. Storm that was coming down, it was pounding. Atcha kol tipa v'tipa kemloi pichavis v'shiru chacham. The chacham, it was unbelievable how much rain there was. Amalei Tamidah. So the Tamidim turned to Chayni Amagel. They said, "Rebbe, that's not either what we want. This is dangerous. We can't go outside. This is a little bit too intense." Says, "Go ahead and daven." that it should slow down. Amulai, so he told them, I hear, but we have a mesoira she'in mespalam al reiv taiva. You never daven because there's too much good. Too much rain is not something you're supposed to daven for. Va'afal pikin, says the Gemara, hey, vi'u li par hoida. Chayni Amagel told the Yidin, go bring me a par. I want to bring a par hoida. Hey, vi'u li par hoida. Samach she'yad av alav ha'am alafan of ribayna shalaylam. Amchi Yisrael she'etzeizim in Mitzrayim. Eni yichaylam leib reiv taiva leib reiv paranias. What should we do? The Jews, we can't handle too much bad, but we also can't handle too much good. You gave us too much bad. It wasn't good. Too much good. Lamaisa, he ended up getting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him punk the amount of rain that they did it. The Gemara tells the end of the story, which is Shimon ben Shetach heard what Chayni Amagel did. He said, if your name wasn't Chayni, El Mali Chayni Yatagayz Rani Alecha Nida, I'd put you in Chayr. This is the way you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what should I do? You're taka ben bias by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, you were able to pile well-known Gemara, Tainis Tavchav Gimel Amiral. What's the part that we need? The Kachav part. Chayni Amagel says, bring me a par. A par hoida, says Rashi. What was this par hoida? Rashi says hoida was miloshin vidoy. He wanted to be mesvada. He wanted to say vidoy. This nusach ribayin shalaylam amchi yisrael sheitzayzim imitzrayim enon yicholus leiberev tayva veleiberev peronias. Hoida was miloshin vidoy. Says the shagasaye ikvurisari on this gemara. He says lube the mistafina. I would learn differently than Rashi. I don't think this word hoida is miloshin vidoy. The word hoida is miloshin hoida. That's what this was. He was bringing a carbon toida. Says the Shagasari, you're going to tell me, there's Arba Tzrichim Lahoidais. Which one of the four was this? Says the Shagasari, it's Pashit, that when we say Arba Tzrichim Lahoidais, Lav Dafka Hani Dalin. It's Lav Dafka those four. El Al Kol Tzori Gedoyla Sha'avr Chayavim Lahoidais. Any Tzori that happens, Kamei Shekosu, Al Mepharshim. It probably means Rabbeinu Bachia. V'wadin Shetzorich Lahavi, Alev Carbon Toida, Bezman Abayas. V'ein Lacha Tzori Gedoyla Mizu. There wasn't a bigger Tzori. It was a carbon tide. It's not one of the Arba Tzrichim Lahoidais. The Teretz is Yisurim. It's any Tzara that happens. The Klal Yisrael, the four is just examples of the four, but technically you can get up, you can bench Hagoyim and wait for something else. I don't know if it has to ask your local rabbi, but I don't know if it has to be this. The point is, it's a Rabbeinu Bechaya and Parashat Sav. It's the Shagasari and Gvur Sari, Masechtes Tainis, Daf Chav Gimel. I'll tell you a ha'ara that I saw in the beginning of the Masechta. So the Gemara discussed the Tzrichasas. The Gemara was talking about the halachas of Shleil Shmai, and the Gemara says each carbon is unique. Meaning, if there's a halacha that it says by one carbon, you can't necessarily learn another carbon from there. One of the things the Gemara said was either daftal or daftay, malat toyda she'im ba betzibur. Carbon toyda is never bought betzibur. So I saw in the Sefer Avayvam, on daftal or daftay, he brings over there that he heard a shayla that somebody asked, how can you tell me a carbon toyda can never be brought betzibur? The Shagasari says that the par that they brought was a parida. So you see, you can bring a carbon toyda betzibur, but I don't think it's a shayla. Right? Nobody says it was a carbon tzibur. I mean, the lashon of the Shagasari, if we really want to be medayik, was he said heavy carbon parzel the toida b'shvil kol Yisrael. That meant that it was a carbon tzibur. What it was paid for by the machzis hashekel. Yeah, the lochas of tumah hutshav tzibur. I don't think that's what it means. Could be it was a carbon yachid that he himself was bringing, or he felt that all of Klal Yisrael had to bring a carbon. So maybe they were all balei carbon, but it was more a carbon of shutvin, not a carbon of tzibur. Either way, definitely a nice aura. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Shlamim kachim, moving along. Shlamim kachim kalim shchitasan bichal makoyim bazar. Shlamim is kachim kalim. And therefore, you could check it anywhere in the Azar. V'damon ta'un shtei matones shehin arba. V'necholim b'chol o'ir, l'chol adam, b'chol maichol, in any way, l'shnei yomim v'lai l'echol. Now, that's the halacha with most kachim kalim. The exception is the ayol nazir and the carbon toida. But ordinarily, it's shnei yomim v'lai l'echol. Hamurim mehem kiyotze behem, the part that went to the kehanim had the same halacha. Ela shamurim nechol l'kehanim, l'nesheyem v'livneyem v'lavdeyem. Zok the Gemara Tanur Rabbanon. It says regarding the carbon, shlamim v'shachtu pesach oyol moy. There's another pasuk that says, v'shachat oysay l'fnei oyol moy. And there's a third pasuk that says, v'shachat oysay l'fnei oyol moy. Why do you need three pasuk? To tell me that even though by Kachim Kedashim there's a lach of tzafayin, when it comes to Kachim Kalim, all the ruchas, you can do it anywhere in the Azara. Meaning, being that the first pasuk says, v'shachtu pesach oyol moed, or even lefnei oyol moed, you would get the sense that you have to be literally facing parallel to the oyol moed. And if the shechita didn't take place parallel to the oyol moed, maybe it wouldn't be okay. But these extra psukim, it says it three times, teaches me that all the ruches are going to be kosher. Says the Braisa, kal v'chaymer with tzofen.
And if all the ruchas are kosher, certainly tzafen is going to be kosher. Now, if all the ruchas are kosher, included in all the ruchas are tzafen. But pashu pshan in the Gemara is that we're going to see there's a mandama that holds that tzafen is actually excluded. That even though all the ruchas were included, tzafen was excluded. The Tanakhama holds that there's no way you could exclude tzafen to the extent that you have the other ruchas, because once I know the other ruchas, kal v'chomer tzafen. Mats, what's the kavod chaim? Mat kachim gadashim shal yuchshu b'chal ruchas yuchshu b'tzafin. Mat the kachim kachim. We're all the ruchas apostle. Tzafin is kachim. Kachim kalim shal yuchshu b'chal ruchas. In a din shal yuchshu b'tzafin. Rebbe Leizer, Rebbe Leizer is that Tana that argues. He holds leinemra kasef elo lahachshu tzafin. No, one of the three psukim were actually needed to teach me that tzafin is kachim. Sheyachal, I would have thought v'alei din. I would have made a kavod chaim and said that maybe all the ruchas are kachim with the exception of tzafin. Mat kachim kalim shal yuchshu b'chal ruchas. Mat the kachim kalim, which is kachim but all the ruchas. Its place, meaning all the ruchas, are not kosher by kachik gadashim. This is a little bit of a backwards kal v'chaymer. Kachik gadashim, shalai huchshu ela b'tzafin. It's a kachik gadashim, which is only kosher in tzafin. Einoy din shalai huchshu mikoyman eitzel kachim kalim. Certainly, its place of tzafin shouldn't be kosher by kachim kalim. Talmud Leibniz, Rebbe Eliezer said, Ayomayid, one of the three psukim of Ayomayid, teach me tzafin. So the bottom line is, we have a braisa with two tanoim that discuss tzafin by kachim kalim. The Tanakhama says, I know Mikal V'chaymer. Once I know all the ruchas, I know for sure tzafen. Rebbe Eliezer says, no. I need a pasuk to tell me tzafen. Meaning everybody holds tzafen. It's kosher by kachik kadashim. It's also kosher by kachik kadal. The question is, do I know it from a Kal V'chaymer? Do I know it from a pasuk? So says the Gemara, what's the machlokes? The way Rashi explains, at the end of the day, everybody agrees. So is there a nafkamin if I know it from a pasuk or if I know it from a Kal V'chaymer? So the Gemara says, yeah. Because we said there's three psukim. Three times this idea that the shlomim had to be in front of the ayol mayim. Tanakhama sov atlasa kreik sivi. It says it three times. Chayav legufe ninebayi pesach ayol mayim. One is to tell me that it needed pesach ayol mayim. That's going to be the next gemara. The gemara is going to say that the carbon shlomim, the only time it was kosher was if the door of the ayol mayim was open when the carbon was brought. But if the door of the ayol mayim was closed when the carbon was brought, then the halacha was possible. So one is to teach me the halacha pesach ayol mayim, that the door of the ayol mayim has to be open. The chad b'hachshut star. The one is to tell me that anywhere in the ayol in the azar is kosher. The chad, and the third one is lifsol tzidet stadim, to tell me that if it's on the tzidet stadim, it's in one of the lishka, it's one of these chambers on the side of the azara, in that case it's going to be pasul. The tzafin itself, well, it's terichra. Tzafin, I don't need a pasik. So I use all three to teach me something. I don't need one of the three to teach me tzafin, because I know tzafin v'kal v'chaymer. Rebbe Eliezer, who says you don't know tzafin v'kal v'chaymer, Rebbe Eliezer sav echad legufe, one is to teach me the actual halacha, that the shlamim had to be brought only Pesach HaYomayid when the doors of the HaYomayid were open. V'chad l'hachshir tzafin, one to tell me tzafin, v'chad l'hachshir tzadim, v'tzidei tzadim l'yisrach ran, to tell me tzidei tzadim are excluded. For that, I don't need a pasuk. Okay, says the Gemara, Maishan hachad d'chsev Pesach HaYomayid, u'maishan hachad d'chsev l'fnei HaYomayid. So the three times that the Torah mentions the shlamim being in front of the HaYomayid, so the first time it says v'shachat toisei Pesach HaYomayid, and the next two times it says l'fnei HaYomayid, l'fnei HaYomayid. What's this emphasis of Pesach HaYomayid? Why are we talking about the door in front of the HaYomayid? What's Pesach HaYomayid? Says the Gemara, kamash malon k'drav yidom hashmol. Tamer yidom hashmol. Shlamim shashach to kadosh yivtoch adas sahech abso. This is a very important halacha, that the only time you can bring the carbon shlamim was if the doors of the heichal were open. So if the doors of the heichal had not been open yet, you couldn't bring the carbon shlamim. How do I know that? Shenema v'shach tu pesach hayomayid bizman shu pasuach. Pesach is milosha pasuach. It has to be open v'le bizman shu no. Itmanami amrav ukfe barchama amrav yitzir b'chanid. Shlamim shach tu kadosh yivtoch adas sahech abso. If the carbon shlamim was brought before the doors of the heichal were open, it's possible. Shenema v'shach tu pesach hayomayid bizman shu pesach heichal pasuach v'le bizman shu no. All the same halacha. The shlamim was shachut. Before they opened the doors of the heichal, it's going to be pasul. In the mishkan, koydim sheyamidu leviim es hamishkan. Before the leviim erected the mishkan, ulaachas sheyifku leviim es hamishkan. And after they put it down, pasul, it's going to be pasul. Meaning the mishkan had to be standing, the tent had to be up, in order for the carbon shlamim to be kosher. Just because you're in the azara, that's not enough for it to be kosher. You would actually need the tent to be pitched. You would need it to be up in order for it to be kosher. Meaning there's a halacha, it's learned out from the shachat oisei, shachtu pesach ayomayit, that the shlamim was only kosher if it was brought after the doors of the Hecho were open. But Shlomim Sheshachton Koidim Sheyiftechu Dalsas HaHecho Psulim is going to be Pasul. So just one more Ha'ara related to yesterday's daf. So one of the themes of this week was the idea that the Mizbeach and the Hecho, the Menorah and the Shulchan, and the Kachin Kadashim, the Aron, was all Bechelka Yishal B'yamin. There was one Ritzuah where the Mizbeach was supposed to be, that was Bechelka Yishal Yehuda, B'yamin was Mitztair Olav, he was Chayfev Olav Kol Hayyad. There's just one classic Meshech Chachma that we have to speak out. Meshech Chachma is in Parashas Achrimos. It's in Perek Tez Zayin Pasuk Lamed. It's in the context of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And he quotes a tefillah that we say in Yom Kippur. We say, Ki Ata Solchon LeYisrael, so we turn to Hashem, you forgive the sins of the Jews, and your Michael Shifte Yeshurun, the Shvatim Becholdar, in every generation. And he's very bothered. What's this redundancy in the Nusach HaTfilah? Ki Ata Solchan Yisrael, Umachalon the Shifte Yeshurun Becholdar. And he says, besides, you don't find anywhere in davening such a lashon that we're asking Hashem, forgive the Shifte Yeshurun, forgive the Shvatim. What's going on over here? He says, a dover niflo. He says, we know that the Kohen Gadol, when he entered the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur, so he had to wear special clothing. He couldn't wear the big days off. He had to wear the big day off. The reason is, because Chazal say, "Ein kateger nasa saneger." On Yom Kippur, the Chet HaEgel was mekatri keneged Klal Yisrael. The Chet HaEgel stood in front of the Yidin and in the way of them getting kapara. And one of the jobs of the Kohen Gadol is to go fight off the kitrig that is the Egel. The eagle was made out of zav, it was made out of gold. So how's it going to look that the Kohen Gadol, who's trying to quiet the kitchen of the Chet Egel, is going to walk in with his gold clothing? So in Kateger, Nasa Saneger, as a result, the Kohen Gadol didn't wear any gold when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why he had a second set of clothing. He went in with the big day love. Says the Mesh Chachma, that's Pashat, that the Oimik in this Chazal is based on a Gemara, Perik Chelek, where the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kov Beis, Uviyoim Pakti Upakadati, there isn't a generation. Every Aveira, every generation has in it a Tarevis, a little bit of Chet HaEgel. So even thousands of years later, when the Kohen Gadol was entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's still fighting off the Kitchig of the Chet HaEgel. And that's why there's a sensitivity to go in Kategor Nasas HaEgel. Says Ramei Simcha, if that's true, let's apply that methodology further. He says there's a Medrash in Mishle. It's a Medrash Sheikhet Toiv Simen Aleph. Rav Abin Oimer, Bechol Dar Adayin Chet Shal Mechiras Yosef Kayim. Every single generation has another little bit of Mechiras Yosef. Meaning, just like Uviyoin Pakti Ubakadati, every door has a little bit of Chet HaEgel, every single generation has a little bit of a Mechiras Yosef. That Avera was so profound that every single generation suffers from it. It wasn't just Asorah, Arugei, Malchus, like we spoke about yesterday, but every single generation has in it a little bit of Mechiras Yosef. And says Ramei Simcha, it could be that the way you look at this is that the Chet HaEgel was the Shoyrish of all Ben Adam Lamakai, and Mechiras Yosef was the Shoyrish of all Ben Adam L'Chavera. So every Avera of Ben Adam L'Makim has in it a little bit of Chet HaEgel. Every Avera of Ben Adam L'Chavera has in it a little bit of Mechiras Yosef. He says it could be that that's the reason that the Big Day Lovin didn't have a Choshen. Technically, the Big Day Lovin could have had a Choshen. It just couldn't have been of gold. But there could have been a Choshen. Says Ramei Simcha, you know why there wasn't a Choshen? Because what was on the Choshen? The names of the Shvatim. How's it going to look that the Kohen Gadol is going to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur? He's fighting off the Kitchig of Mechiras Yosef, and there you see Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. That's a mistake. That's just as much Ein Kateg and Asaneger at the Kohen Gadol walking in with Big Day Zav, because he's being Ma'irer the Kitchig. He's being Ma'irer the Kitchig of the Egel Hazav, and it's for that reason he says there was no Choshen. Zokte Yesh Loimar. It could be that that's the reason that the Heichel was Bechelker Shel Binyamin. You know why it was Bechelker Shel Binyamin? Because we knew there was going to be a Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was going to have to do Avoidus. And Avoidus are going to have to go fight off the Mekatrigim Keneged Klal Yisrael. And who's the grace of Mekatrig from the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi of Klal Yisrael? That's the Chet HaMechiras Yosef. So if the Hecha would be in a territory that belonged to one of the other Shvatim, not Shevet Binyamin, there would be a tremendous kitrig. And Ein Kategen Asas Haneger. That's why it was Bechagosh Binyamin. Because Binyamin is the only one of the Shvatim that had zero involvement in Mechiras Yosef. If it's going to be Bechagosh Binyamin, you don't have to worry about this kitrig. And he says it's really a Mefurish Sefri. The Sefri says, Ma Zocha Binyamin Shetishra Shechina Bechalkoi, Lefisha Kol Ashvatim Hoya Bimchirasa Shal Yosef. So Pashi, you learn, it was like a reward that he got. All the other Shvatim were punished because they were involved in Mechiras Yosef, but not Binyamin doesn't get punished because he wasn't involved in Mechiras Yosef. As a result, there was no issue. He says it's much deeper than that. You know what the tifkait is? The tifkait is that there was going to be a time where the Kohen Gadol would need kapara for the Yidden of Mechiras Yosef. He can't get kapara if it's Bechalko Yisho, one of the other Shvatim, because Ein Kategen Asa Neger. That's the oimik. It's not just like a reward. Okay, you're going to be, we're going to give you a very nice reward because you weren't involved in Mechiras Yosef. It's way deeper than that. There's an element of Ein Kategen Asa Neger that you see Chazal was so sensitive to, and it's for that reason that the Beis HaMikdash and all the Avodah, says that's why all the Avodah Yom Kippur were done b'fnim. Why couldn't they be done b'chutz? Because in the Azara it was partly b'chalk Yishal Yehuda. It was dafka b'fnim. That area is 100% chalk Yishal Binyamin. Like this, you don't have to worry about a kitcher. He says maybe that's the pshat in the tefillah. We say ki ata solchem liyisrael umachal on l'shifte yeshurim b'chal dar. What are the two things? Ki ata solchem liyisrael, that's the ben adam l'makoy. That's a reference to eila elikecha yisrael that the Yidden said to the Chet Egel. Umachal on l'shifte yeshurim. Why are we talking about the Shvatim? When do we ever mention the Shvatim? Machal on l'shifte yeshurim. We're talking about the Shvatim that sold Yosef. It's a reference to Mechiras Yosef. These are the two mekatrigim. You have the mekatrig of the Chet Egel. That's the Gemara in Perek Chelik of Yom Pakti u'Pakadeti Eilu. And you have Machal on the Shifti Yeshurim, that's the Medrash Mishle. The bottom line is the reason that Binyamin was Zoicha to have the Heichal and the Mizbeach and the Kodesh HaKadosh and Bechel Koi, the Sefri says because he wasn't involved in Mechiras Yosef. What's the Tivkai? Because we needed that Avodah Yom Kippur, which was going connected to Mekatrig of Mechiras Yosef, should be in the Chelik of a Shevet that wouldn't remind us of Mechiras Yosef. The only Shevet that could facilitate that was Shevet Binyamin.